following him, Chesam Beis, the top of the page. Al Gabra the Havile Brov, the Havishamet Kipi the Kisni. He had a son who was a Ganov. He was stealing. Flax, bundles of flax from people. Asrino l'nichsele. So he, the father, answered his all of his nechassim on his son. Okay, Amrle. So they said to the father, "V'havoi bar baruch tzurmer rabbanon mai." Just because your son didn't turn out well doesn't mean that his children won't turn out well. So the issur that he made was an issur which would extend the chayv of a moisei. So even after the father dies, the property will not go over to the son they could use it. He says, yeah, but you know, it's very nice. You're asking on your son. You're also asking on your grandson, and your grandson might turn out to be very good. He might be a tzurmer rabbanon, be a talmid chacham. So he said, okay. So he said to the madir, the father, said to those who asked him, the gears over here is loyalik the hodein. We have a barbary surabodan likde. So he said, I don't want my son to be kainit, but I want if my grandson turns out to be talmid chacham, so I want him to be kainit. So my, what's the status of this type of arrangement? Does it work or not? Amri Pupadisoi. So the people of Pupadisa said, so you're saying, I'm sorry? So Kni Amanas Lahaknesu means, I'm saying that you're not Karnitz. Your whole kinyan is to be the bridge to pass on to somebody else. So you don't have any usage out of it. So you don't really own it. If you don't really own it, you have no way to be able to pass it on to the next generation. No, that's not true. The kiyamanas lahaktus works. The hasudra kiyamanas lahaktus. By kinyan sudra, when you do kinyan chalipin, so how does kinyan chalipin work? That Reb Reuben and Shimon is selling an item. Reuben gives Shimon the kinyan, his handkerchief. In exchange for the handkerchief, Shimon is marked the Reuven the sheep, and then Shimon gives back the handkerchief. It comes out Shimon never really owned the handkerchief. He had to give it back. So his whole kinyan was to then give it back to Reuven, and you say that Shimon was kind of, and that's why the sheep exchanges hands. And then, so we see a kinyan, which is amanas lahakdus, even though you can't keep you, all you have is to then pass it on to somebody else, is called your kinyan. That's what kinyan siddur works. So Rav Ashi, I don't understand. Uman lema lo the sudra itavus le lo mitzvus. That. Who said that if Shimon wants to keep the sudra, that even though with the minig is to give it back, who said he can't keep it? There's even though that's the standard way it happens, there's no condition over here which says that he must give it back. So if he wants to keep it, he can keep it. That's a full bona fide kinyan with a decision on his part to give it back. Okay, that's point number one. Sudra Kriyam and Asla Haknus, but Kali mean Hashta. The Sudr is that he's giving it to him, and right now he's being kind of, and then he gives it back. But over here, Helene Nixon, the Hadain, this property of this person over here, the Amos Iconi, the Chihav and Barbarate, Sumer Abonon. Okay, he's kind of at that point in time. The problem is, so have a. I'm sorry. Lechihava Rebbe Sumer Abonon. Lechihava Hazer Sudra the Mori. Let's say I make the Kenyan, and I say the Kenyan is. It's yours when X takes place. So, if the person would say to the person that I'm being marked to the suitor to you, and it'll become yours when you return it. In other words, I want you to return it. If you don't return it, I don't want you to be kind of it. So, when you fulfill the Tanai, then it'll be yours. The Tanai is to return it. So it comes out, he only carded it after he returns it. That would be ridiculous. It wouldn't work. He doesn't say that. He says, be carded now. But over here, the person says that when your son is the Tzimmer Rabbanon, and the property goes over to him, because that's then you should be carded. So he wasn't marked. He wanted it shouldn't become the son's until the grandson is here to take it away. So it's like, and it should go over to the grandson. So he's not really, he's putting into the Kenyan over here something which undermines the whole Kenyan. So why is this Gemara here? So I'm going to lay Rabbi the Rav Nachman. So Rabbi said to Rav Nachman, "Matnas beis Karin, the Kiyam Anas laHaknasu, but like Koni, our Mishnah is a case where that the Madir." Was marked to this individual that he should be able to give it over to the matter's father, that the father should eat the meal. See, he was marked to the matter's to this middle individual for the purpose of giving it away. See, he never really owned it. He couldn't use it for himself. All he could do was give it away. So, and our mission said that's not a good Kenyan. So why are you saying that is a good Kenyan? You say Kiyam and Asla Haknas is Kainan, and our Mishnah says that since he can't do anything with it, he can't be Makdish it, he never owned it. So you see, Kiyam and Asla Haknas is not a Kenyan. That's the whole point of our Mishnah. Okay. So Mora said Rosh Nachman gave different answers. Zimnan Amrlei, sometimes he answered this question, Mishum, the Sudosim Machachasalov. That he said that over here, like we said on Manalov, this Kenyan Asahakdus works, but over here there was no Dasa Kenyan Baklal. The whole thing was a joke because nobody's mocking away their suit of their chasna suit of somebody else. See, over here there was no Das Makna, period. The whole thing is just a haram. Sometimes he answered the question differently. So this is not a case of Vitor. Right? Vitor was what we had, a case where things which people own, which they're not mocked that anybody should take advantage of, and they make it Isra HaNoah. Do they mean to include those things or not? That's Vitor. People walking through my chotzer, that I mean when I ask people use my chotzer, something which I would let any person in the world do, do I really mean? So I never really expressed ownership over my chotzer in that sense. I don't mind people walking through my chotzer. I mean the aser, the walking through my chotzer by a case of a mutter hanlo. Shabbalezer says yes. But the point, more that's not the case over here. But Rabbi Nachman was saying the same way Rabbi Eliezer was is machr by cases of Nadorim. And he says that even though normally this would not be something which would be an expression of Isser, he's machr, he's chashish for Isser. So the same way over here, even though really Kiyam Alas Lahakdash should work, and really the individual in the middle should be kaina, and therefore if he's kaina, the father can eat the meal. Rabbi Eliezer is machr, and he says it's aser. Something more. Sinan. So the Chumim said on this case a rule that any matana which is not so what's this kol matana? The Chumim said because you're makdish, it doesn't work. Any makdash, it's not a kinyan, it's not a matana. So what's the lashon of kol? Kol lasuyeh mai, la lasuyeh ha milsa. Isn't it come to be marba? This case, the shadja b'kipi. This fellow over here was eating the kipis. What was he doing with the kipis over here? No, the gives a shama b'kipi. He changes it to the shada b'kfeilim.
The shamit kifei. That's what I've got. The shamit kifei.
What's the gives him here? The Shadi Bekfela, the Shadi Bekfela means over here. The Shama Abanas Lahakness are here. It means this case, but the Tosis quotes the real time. It means this case, which is depending on all these extra lashonas that he said. It's not his, but it should be the son's. If this happens, he's making all these different conditions upon the case, and that's what's saying that it doesn't work. So not like Rav Nachman. Some more says, "Lo, no, it's not coming to your marba that case." Lasuya lishabasa the shmai to the rava. So we had on an aleph two versions of what rava was saying. And the difference if he says ve'edin lefanecha, but if he says. What's the lacha? So the mishnah of the lashon of kol is coming to marba the second lashon of the gemara. That hein lefanecha yava abba v'yoychel is also aser. So that's the lashon of kol. You remember that case? That's what's coming to remember that case. Zok deran top of the page. Did I make a bracha? I don't think I made a bracha yet. So the Ran, how garbed the harmony brought the Abisham had keeping the custom. So he going to a good shall pishing. He was stealing bundles of flax from people. I don't know, from the father or from other people, I'm not sure which one. So he answered his nechasim on this person, so that the son would never get anything from him. Amr Levi, Havi Bar Baruch, Tzimmer Rabban and Mahai. Matahelov, Lom Lo Yigno Yisam. Why should he not be kind of? Now, Zataran, I understand the question. Vim Taimar, Zohav Gav, the Srina Lalei. Even if the acid on the son, the grandson will be kind of. The casino liel, the man, the osir nixay abrei. Alvagab then reshar lahono is mehen. For the hachi guven across in the day havi. It's not that he doesn't own it. The Yerusha goes over to the child, even though the child can't benefit from it. The Kamakam Tanan, Noisin Levona, Vaylechov. He could give it away, what he has. So Kiva Shekain, Barbare, Havi Yaroslahu. So if the question is, will the grandson be Yerush? The answer is he will be. Whether he's a Tzurabon or Yom Oritz, it doesn't make a difference. Because the property belongs to the son through Yerusha. He can't benefit from it. But when he dies, it goes over to his children. And furthermore, when the son is alive, if he wants to give it to, if the son, who's also Hanoa, wants to give it away to his son, he could do so. Okay, so this whole conversation doesn't seem to make sense. Like, if they're asking him, you know, to the father, why aren't you worried about your grandson getting the property? He says, he'll get it. That's what he should say. So here's the story. So Gabra Habile train bunny. Chad the Miley, we either have shaman keep it the kista. So he had two sons. One was a good son, and one was this fellow who was a ganif. So his plan was to give all his property to one of his sons, not the bad one. So they said to the father, if you take all your property and you make a kinyan, you're marked to one son. So yes, you've avoided that your property goes over to this bad son of yours, but that bad son might have good children. And the father responded, Shabbat Kamir, that's a good point. Therefore, Likta Higdain Palga, so I want that the good son should get half. We have Bray Simon Rabbanon Likni Bray Lahu Palga, and the other son, if he ends up having a child which is a Simon Rabbanon, then he'll be cut another half. The low Lehavi Kulu Lahach Brad Demali, and if that doesn't happen, I'm not waiting for see what's going to happen with the great grandchildren. If his children do not turn out well, I want the good son to get all the property. So I'm
Pubadi Soy. Can you understand how could he just give it to through Yerusha to one son or over the other?
No, he means he's being marked in the chosim.
He's just being marked in the chosim. That was the case so even before he died
there'll be a kinyan, which is the kinyan is probably in it tonight. But he also said an Isser Hanoa on the property to the son, which that alone doesn't bother us, but what it creates is a kinyan aslahakdus. It means even when the son is kind, he's not really, he's only kind of to be a pass-through to the grandson. So I'm putting this soy. Can you have an aslahak? There's a bully coney. That will give the matana manaslahak. So shmo matana. So further around the kasha, matana manaslahak. So it's a kliyam manaslahakness. You only kind of to give it away. He says no. We pass into in that shmo matana. It's called a valid matana. It's a hazim shani. The homokim arei uzeichel b'leshaita mishtamish b'menu. He could use it. He has to fulfill a condition at some point in time. He's giving it back. Abul hocha the lakti le lebrei kihecha the lizki b'hu klau. He's not being matched to the child. The child can use it at all. The child cannot use it at all. El kihecha the lakninu lebrei. He's the kinyan to the son is only to be a pass through to the grandson. If that child turns out to be becomes a tamachocha, lakana. Therefore, v'hach brought the mali kana the kulo nixi. Ha the high lakani the idach akninu. So we said that whenever son, the bad son is not kana, then everything goes to the good son. We're not going to remember. Can you ask the hakdus kana? Valva pidus losin is that klal el kadei shikta she yakta laploini. The whole purpose of giving it to him is only to pass it through to somebody else. But that works. Rav Nachman says, "I'll prove it to you." The sudra kriyam anas lahakta su. The chiyav kaina sudra lemakna. So the person who wants to be kaina gives his sudra to the one who's being makna, and that. So two things happen: the makna is kind of the sudra, and by the makna kind of the sudra, the item that the makna wants to give to the kaina work is it transfers. That's kinyan sudra. It's an exchange. So the exchange requires a kinyan on one side. If I exchange to you, I need a shirt. You need a pair of pants. This says I'll be makna you the shirt. And as soon as you cut the shirt, the pants are mine. So that works. But I have to mock you the shirt. So I give you the shirt. Now you cut the shirt. As soon as that happens, now the pants are mine. So here I give you a handkerchief, and the sheep is mine. But you have to cut the handkerchief. But I also told you, give me back the handkerchief. You can't use it for anything else. So how are you cutting the handkerchief to start with?
How is money different than... the Khalifa. Like, how is it worse?
That's somewhat of a complicated question. The question you're asking me is that why is money not kind of a metaltel and Khalifa works for metaltel? That's what you're asking me. Right? The simple answer is according to Rabbi Yochanan, money works for metaltelin, but a kinyan sudur is the whole purpose of it is kinyan chalipin. Which there's two types of kinyan chalipin. There's shava b'shava, chalipin shava b'shava, which is a barter, and then there's kinyan sudur, which I'm not really bartering. I'm just doing it as a symbolic kinyan.
Doesn't matter the values.
Shava b'shava means it's an exchange. It's an exchange of goods. It's bona fide bartering. So obviously we're going to do similar values. But there's also something called kinyan sudur, which is irrelevant to value. Being mocked to you a sheep worth $1,000, and you're giving me a pen worth 50 cents. So it's a mice kinyan. It represents an exchange, right? But it works. So the reason why Chazal said the kinyan most doesn't work is because of the concern that money, kesef can be done both ways also. I can pay you the full value, or I can pay you $1. I have to pay, it has to be a payment. It's not symbolic, it has to be a payment. But I don't need the full payment for kinyan kesef. I can give you $1 and the rest I owe you is a chayv. Right, but many times the normal way to do kinyan kesef was to give the full value. So there we have the gzeira. I'm going to pay you the money, and we didn't transfer the goods yet. And then something happens. So the Makna is not going to take, not going to do anything to save it. That's what Mora says. So Midaraisa Kesev is kind of by Metalta. So our scenario. So Reuben wants to be kind of the pile of wheat. So he goes to Shimon and he gives him $1. He gives him the $100 for the wheat. So Shimon says, great, the wheat's yours. But still sitting by Shimon. Now a fire breaks out. Shimon says, I'm not going to take care of it. It's Reuben's stuff. The tough luck on him. Right? So that was what Chazal were afraid of. So Reuben comes and says, where's the wheat? He says, well, your wheat had a bad day, you know. Because since the derech was to pay full value, so he made a rice that works. So it's Reuben's wheat. So Reuben's wheat burnt. So Shimon says, my money's mine, and goodbye. So that's going to create not good situations in Klal Yisrael. So he said, Kenya Kesa doesn't work. Sutter, the derech is to do it symbolically. So it's not, you know, so he still owes him the money. So he says, Shimon says to Reuben, your stuff burnt in the aliyah. He says, yeah, and the money's staying in my pocket. So Shimon's more motivated to save the chitim in that situation. So there's no reason to take away the Kenyan.
A regular just coming out of work. You still have that issue. You give me the sheep, and then the pile.
Right. So, but since they didn't differentiate between the types of chalipin, there was once they said chalipin, you know, they didn't feel a need to take it away because standard chalipin usually was Kenyan suitor, so they didn't exchange that. They didn't address that case as well.
Where is this detail?
The dinner that cast of Binkona and the Kana Rabbanon. The discussion regards the Kesev is more in the fourth parak. The main place is more in the fourth parak in Bab Metzia. We'll get there eventually. That's it. Doesn't how Sutter works. There's two types of Sutter. That's a Tosis. That's a Rabbeinu Tam sheet. There's two types of Sutter. It's also in the fourth parak of Bab Metzia is the main place.
Is far enough off from the value of the item that the Kenyan is invalidated.
That's see, price and Kenya Kesev were not totally zebazeh. Kenya Kesev is giving money, so I can give, I can arrange. Anoa is halacha in how much I'm paying for the item. Kenya Kesev, I can pay $1 as beginning of the payment, and that's enough. It says I'm giving you as part of the payment. That's enough to be current. I don't give you the full payment to be current. If I would charge you anoa, it'd be a problem. I mean, that's a different. I'm gonna pay you the full value. We're not discussing payment. The same way I would cut out my car, I would cut out a house with cut out the payment with Mashiach. I stole your money.
We're just talking about the mechanism.
Right.
What?
Let's finish off this run. He yoyv kana sudah the mak the enemy zakev the shum dover al shehei loy boy kinyan the shiakta lo karka shaloy the kinyan sudah is to generate the transfer. So you now own my sudah. What can you do with it? Nothing. The whole purpose of saying that you own it is that you give me the karka instead. So you say, excuse me, if I can't use the sudah, I really wasn't kind it. So how can I be mak you the karka if I wasn't kind of the sudah? The Kenyan is predicated on the fact that there was a Kenyan suitor taking. I own the suitor. I'm a Kenyan even though it's a Kenyan, your whole Kenyan is, you have no usage out of it. Your whole Kenyan is to have it in order to give it back to me, but it works. So you see that's okay. Let's hold it here.